This is an audio test for microphone number one. This is an audio test for microphone number two. Hello, Red Sox fans, who welcome you inside MILB.TV for today's battle between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Should be a fun one tonight. Fans starting to pile into the stadium here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, the first thing we got to tell you is that there is a little delay today on the first pitch. 10 minutes back, we had some rain come through the area at around 5 p.m. today, so we'll be starting at 6:15 p.m. That will be first pitch today, so just a little bit of a delay in tonight's battle between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. We hope you can join us then at 6:15. That's only 15 minutes away, folks, so make sure to tune on in for when these two 460 rivals. We welcome you into Salem Memorial Ballpark for game 5 of 6 between these two U.S. 460 rivals, the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. It has been all Hillcats this series thus far, and they've improved to a 21-15 record after winning 4 straight games against the Salem Red Sox. Meanwhile, for the home team in Salem, they have dropped to 17-20. And sit 4.5 games back from the Carolina League North Division leaders, their opponents tonight in the Lynchburg Hillcats. Let's give you that Carolina League North Division lineup to get things started. Leading off will be the third baseman, number 10, Yordes Valdez, followed by the second baseman, number 2, Dayon Frias. Batting third is the center fielder, number 1, Jake Fox, while hitting cleanup is the shortstop, number 8, Milan Tolentino. Batting fifth and returning to the lineup, it's the left fielder in number 34, Jorge Burgos. Designated hitter tonight for the Hillcats, bats 6 in the order, and it's number 22, Isaiah Green. Catcher number 13, Richard Poss, bats 7th. First baseman number 6, Victor Planchart, bats 8th. And then rounding up the order, it's the right fielder number 17, Luis Durango. On the mound today for the Salem Red Sox, it is Wilkoming Gonzalez, who is making his first appearance of the series. This season, he has made 7 prior starts, and has a 1-1 overall record with a 3.16 ERA. In the 25 and two-thirds innings that he's pitched, he has struck out 31 batters, and his whip is a 1.36. Well, as I mentioned, Lynchburg has been dominating so far in the series. They've won all four contests over the Salem Red Sox. In the first two games, it was all Lynchburg. 7-run, 8-run differentials in those first two games. But the last two have been much closer. 2-run win for Lynchburg on Thursday night. And last night, a thriller from the very start to the very end. A 10-9 Hillcats lead. A win, I should say, that clinched the series, but there is still time for the Salem Red Sox to get some momentum heading into next week while the Hillcats look to continue its dominant stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And with those four straight wins, the Lynchburg Hillcats now lead the season series with a record of 8-5. 8-5, Lynchburg leads Salem so far in the season series. So Salem can bring it back within one game on the series, but obviously all they got to do is start winning some baseball games. And it's PBS Kids Day at the ballpark, and we're almost ready to get going here. Game number 38 is underway as Wilkerman Gonzalez fires a pitch upstairs for ball number one. Andy Losi tonight here from the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth as the Lynchburg Hillcats look to try to make it five straight wins over the Red Sox. The 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. 325 to left field and to right field. 401 out towards dead center here at Carilion Clinic Field. The 2-0 pitch is up and away for ball number three. With that storm moving through the area, it gave us some rain around 5 p.m., but only a 10-minute delay. So hats off to the grounds crew here at San Memorial Ballpark as the 3-0 pitch finds the zone for Gonzalez's first strike of the evening. But after the rain came through, we had about 10 to 15 minutes of somewhat heavy rain, a little bit of sprinkle here and there, as a 3-1 pitch will be sent down the third baseline and popped into the seats, bringing the count to 3-2. But we should actually be blessed about the rain coming through the area, because now we're at 74 degrees with just a little bit of wind. It's going about 4 miles per hour out to left field as Yordaz Valdez swings and misses for strike number three. What a recovery from Wilkerman Gonzalez. 3 straight balls followed by 3 straight strikes to punch out the first batter of the day in Yordaz Valdez. So we'll see Dayan Frias come into the batter's box, and our umpires tonight, once again, Jared Molman and Elliot Melton. Molman is out on the base path as Melton stands behind the plate. And Gonzalez's first pitch of the at-bat goes upstairs for ball number one. So we look to be good when it comes to rain for the Raymond tonight. We'll be cloudy from here on out, most likely, as the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs and away for ball number two. But a nice cooler evening. We started around 91 degrees Fahrenheit last night, so about a 17-degree differential as the 2-0 pitch catches the bottom outside zone for strike number one. The Red Sox wearing their blue uniforms today with the red numbering and lettering going across the front and the back of their uniform as Frias will pop up the 2-1 pitch down the third baseline. Moving over to his right is Blaze Jordan, but he runs out of real estate as it hits about 4 rows up. Down the third baseline, the count will go 2-2. If you guys are just joining us, it is the top of the first inning. 0-0 is our score between Lynchburg and Salem. And we're reading off the Red Sox uniforms, the blue hat as well with the red S and the white baseball pants. And Gonzalez has the second strikeout of the night as Frias swings and misses on a fastball inside. 2 up, 2 down for the Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Lynchburg Hillcats are bringing back that almost aqua green color jersey with the blue lettering across the front that reads out Hillcats. But on the back of the jersey, it's a white number. And they rock the gray baseball pants. First pitch of the at-bat goes low for ball number one. And so Lynchburg struggling so far to get some offense going. 1-0 pitch, and it will go just low for ball number two. So 3 straight at-bats that Wilkerman Gonzalez has thrown 2 balls to to start off the at-bat, but he's recovered in the prior two. We'll see what he does here against Fox. 2-0 pitch, and Fox will put a grounder on the way to Cavadas. He will scoop it up and do the work himself to tag out the first base. So that will do it for the top of the first inning. Three up and three down. Stellar start from Wilkerman Gonzalez. We'll see what the Salem Red Sox are able to do offensively when we come back for the bottom of the first inning here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-0 is our score as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. Great start by Wilkerman Gonzalez and the Salem Red Sox defense to go three up and three down. And we'll see Edison Paulino, Tyler Miller, and Blaze Jordan all bat here in the bottom of the first. Continuing down the order, hitting cleanup today is designated hitter number 11, Nathan Hickey. Batting fifth is the first baseman number 12, Nico Cavadas. Batting sixth is the second baseman, number 16, Carson Simas. Batting seventh is the center fielder, number 27, Phillip Sykes. And batting eighth is the catcher, Jose Garcia, followed by the right fielder, number one, Keir Meredith, who will round up the order. Our first infraction of the game already, as the 1-0 pitch will fall into the zone for strike number one. Franco Ailman, the starting pitcher tonight for the Lynchburg Killcats, took a little bit too long for home plate umpire and Elliot Melton. So the count's now 1-1, and Paulino will slap this one on the ground right to the second baseman of Frias, who will scoop it up and throw it right over to Planchard at first to get out number one of the inning. So Ailman picks up the infraction, and tonight Franco Ailman looks at this game as an opportunity to turn the season around. An 0-4 record on the season with a 7.06 ERA. He is making a seventh start today. He's gone 21 and two-thirds of an innings pitched coming into tonight's action with 24 strikeouts, and his whip is a 1.75. Good start for Ailman on the mound, though, to get the first out, and Miller swings and misses for strike number one to start off his at-bat. So still looking for the game's first base hit today. As Paulino's quick at-bat goes two pitches with the ground out towards Frias. 0-1 pitch on the way to Miller, and he will send this opposite field in and it falls for a base hit. An opposite field single for Tyler Miller gives us our first base runner of the night. And with one out, the Red Sox have a runner aboard in Tyler Miller. Had a triple in last night's game for the Salem Red Sox. Comes through today with a single. And now we'll see Blaze Jordan step up to the plate. Ailman takes his time and looks into the zone. He now steps and fires away to Jordan, and the pitch is in there for strike number one. Well, last night, Blaze Jordan set a single game best this year with three base hits. That's the most he has had in any performance so far this season. Jordan is playing great over these last 2 weeks. 0-1 pitch, and Jordan will watch it go in the zone for strike number two. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. And I believe last home series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Jordan was hitting around the 190s mark. Today, he starts off at 261 with three home runs and 18 RBIs. 0-2 pitch, and Jordan swings and fouls it off into the netting behind the plate, and will redo the 0-2 count. 0-0 is our score at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Miller, first base runner of the day, with a single out to left field. That's also the first base hit of the day as well. Plays Jordan it down 0-2 in the count. Aleman kicks and delivers, and it gets away from the catcher of Paz towards the backstop. Miller's at second. He will hold at that bag, but the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position, and the count goes 1-2 to Blaze Jordan. Well, that little miscommunication between Franco Aleman and Richard Paz. Bringing a base runner 90 feet closer for Salem. They've really struggled at striking first on the scoreboard this series. Last night, Lynchburg came out with a 5-0 lead before Salem was able to get any runs to their name. 1-2 pitch. Jordan puts us in play. Grounded right back to Aleman. He'll look at second and then make the throw to Planchard at first for the inning second out. Just checking on scene where Tyler Miller was on the base paths. He took off to third, so he's safe at the bag. But with two outs on the board now, Nathan Hickey, who is coming off a great night for the Salem Red Sox, will come into the batter's box. And actually, great defensive play for Franco Aleman. One of the taller pitchers we see in the Carolina League. Aleman at 6'6", 238 pounds. A 21-year-old out of Cuba. First pitch on the way to Hickey goes inside for ball number one. And last night, Nathan Hickey had a three-run blast out towards right field. It was his first home run since April 28th when it came against the Lynchburg Hillcats. 1-0 pitch. Hickey will pop this up down the third base side and get out of play with the count running at 1-1. So 0-0 is our score between Salem and Lynchburg. Tyler Miller at third base. First man to get on the base path so far today. As Hickey drives his opposite field, but it will fan foul out towards the Salem bullpen. Back-to-back foul balls by Hickey have him down 1-2 in the at-bat. Two away so far in the bottom of the first. Red Sox looking to strike in front of the home crowd. 1-2, Miller takes a little bit of run towards home, and now the pitch will break low and inside for ball number two. Try to go with an 81-mile-per-hour curveball, but just could not locate it in that bottom inside edge. So we'll run juices wild. Two balls, two strikes, two away here in the bottom of the first. Pitches away. Hickey will watch it go high and inside for ball number three, and the count will run full. Big payoff pitch coming up for Nathan Hickey. Great vision to not swing on the 95-mile-per-hour fastball either. Three balls, two strikes. Aleman kicks, and it is low and inside for ball number four. Three straight pitches that missed the zone from Franco Aleman, and Nathan Hickey's patience is rewarded with a base on balls down towards first. So Salem will have runners on the corners with two away, and Nico Gavades will step up to the plate. And it's the first walk today as well, assessed from either side. So Gavades, who has 13 RBIs on the season and bats 250, will try to drive in the game's first run, swings on the first pitch, and pops it up just to our left to bring the count to 0-1. Although Gavades is known as a power hitter for the Salem Red Sox, he hasn't had an extra base hit in quite some time. Prior to last night, it came May 8th against Myrtle Beach. But he was able to record a double last night, and he'll watch a pitch go high and inside for ball number one. That brings a count to 1-1. So Lynchburg's Franco Aleman, who is looking to try to turn the season around today, having a little struggle here in the bottom of the first as Gavades will foul it into the screen for strike number two. So once again, another Salem Red Sox batter that goes down in the at-bat. But we saw Hickey recover from the 1-2 count. Jordan was able to put a ball in play to move Miller towards third. Maybe Gavades can find something up his sleeve. 1-2 pitch, and it's low and inside for ball number two. 94-mile-per-hour fastball by Ailman, who hasn't really been able to gain much control of that delivery just yet. We've seen some of them go high and inside, low and inside, but some of them have struggled to find the mitt of Richard Pass. 2-2 pitch, it's away, and it's fouled off by Cavadas just down that first base line, so we'll redo the 2-2. Salem firing off any pitches that come their way, showing their resilience here in the bottom of the first. Ailman looks towards first, now at third, and will step in fire the 2-2. Cavadas will give this a deep drive towards left field. Moving back is Burgos, and it's gone. A three-run home run for Nico Cavadas, and Salem strikes first. It's the Red Sox 3, Hillcats 0 in the bottom half of the first inning. Well, the battles at the plate have paid off so far for Salem. And right there, the situational hitting that sometimes has been tough for Salem, the find comes through. And Cavadas just hit his third home run of 2022. And it's a big one for Salem. Now Carson Simas at the plate. And the first pitch will go outside for ball number one. An opposite field home run for Nico Cavadas has made this a 3-0 ball game, 1-0 pitch, and that is low and away for ball number two. An Ailman who seems to be struggling this season with an 0-4 record for the Lynchburg Hillcats, as a 2-0 pitch will be a slower right back to Ailman. He scoops it up, fires it towards first, and it's in time to get the runner for out number three. But not before Nico Cavadas opens up the scoring at Salem Memorial Ballpark with a three-run blast out towards left field to give Salem a three-run advantage as we move to the second inning here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox up 3-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats after Nico Cavadas' three-run, two-out home run to left field to open up the scoring at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch from Wickelman Gonzalez finds the zone for strike number one. We'll have the middle of the Hillcats order coming up. Milan Tolentino, Jorge Burgos, and Isaiah Green. 0-1 pitch goes upstairs towards Tolentino, and the count will work to one ball and one strike. Tolentino, a .377 hitter for the Lynchburg Hillcats in 2022. 1-1 pitch. Tolentino fouls it off into the net behind the plate to bring the count to one ball and two strikes. Well, Lynchburg hasn't had to fight back from many deficits this week, but down by three early in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch. It is inside for ball number two. and the count will work even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weikelman Gonzalez did a solid job in the top of the first, went 3 up, 3 down with a pair of strikeouts. 2-2 pitch, and he almost had strikeout number 3, but the breaking ball just missed low of the zone, and the count will run full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tolentino the first batter of the inning for Lynchburg. Gonzalez steps in. Tolentino pops it up down the third base side and into the seats. We'll redo 3-2. A right-handed pitcher versus left-handed battle will be very often between Gonzalez and this Hillcats order as Tolentino pops another one up just to our left of the press box, and the count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 8th pitch of the at-bat between Gonzalez and Tolentino. It steps and fires away, and it's swung on and miss for strike number 3. Tolentino actually got a piece of the ball, but Jose Garcia was able to make the grab behind the dish for strikeout number 3 and out number 1 of the inning. Well, the Salem Red Sox have a very unique defensive lineup today. Tyler Miller's out at left field, Phillip Sykes at center field, and Keir Meredith at right field. As Gonzalez's first pitch to Jorge Burgos is sent out towards right field, Lynchburg has their first hit of the day. Burgos will hold for a single, but the Hillcats had their first base runner on with one out in the top of the second. Not a long at bat for the left fielder of the Hillcats, who is making his return to the order tonight after going 0-5 on Thursday for Lynchburg. Looking at the Red Sox infield, Blaze Jordan at third base, Edison Paulino at shortstop, Carson Simas at second base, and Nico Cavadas at first. Gonzalez on the mound, Garcia behind the plate, and the first pitch on the way to Isaiah Green is low and inside for ball number 1. While Green is returning to the lineup today, it's his first game as the DH for the Hillcats this series. And he has a runner on first, 1-0 pitch. And Green will pop it up just to our left again, and the count is 1 ball and 1 strike. I feel like every game they get just a little bit closer to this window. 94-mile-per-hour fastball there from Gonzalez. It's Salem 3, Lynchburg 0 in the top of the second. The 1-1 pitch just missed low for ball number 2. Green is a .236 hitter on the year for the Hillcats. He has 12 RBIs, 2 home runs. Not really in RBI territory right now with there's a runner on first, but who knows what can happen as Green swings and misses on the 2-1 pitch upstairs, and the count will run even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Gonzalez steps on the rubber, and now he fires away, and Green swings and misses for strike number 3. It is strikeout number 4 of the night for Weikelman Gonzalez, and 2 are away in the top of the second. Well, Salem has had their struggles at home so far this series. Looking back to the last series at home, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans came into town, and the visitors took 4 of the 2 over the Red Sox. The only ones that Salem were able to win were the opening game and the closing game of that series, as the first pitch to Richard Paz is low and inside for ball number 1. Meanwhile, Salem has struggled to win any game so far. They've lost all 4 games this series, all being here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So if you do the quick math, that is 2 of their last 10 games have been won at home. And Richard Paz will drive up the 1-0 pitch right towards left center field. And Sykes will camp underneath of it for out number 3. The Hillcats get their first base runner of the game, but they are unable to do anything with it. And it's another 0 for their offense in the top of the second. Salem 3, Lynchburg 0. We work to the bottom of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox lead the Hillcats 3-0 in the bottom half of the second inning in this Carolina League matchup on this Saturday night. Some rain came through the area, but we have cloudy skies in the drive field. First pitch from Sykes. It's a dribbler out to the shortstop of Tolentino, who scoops it up perfectly and makes an excellent throw to Victor Planchard at first for out number one. It's the bottom three of the order for the Salem Red Sox in this bottom half of the second. We just saw Phillip Sykes. Jose Garcia is at the plate right now, and Keir Meredith awaits on deck. Folks, I realize I might have done the math wrong in the top of the second inning where it came to the last stretch of home games as the first pitch goes inside to Jose Garcia for ball number one. They've won two of their last 10, not 2-10. So they're actually 2-8 in their last 10 home games as Garcia, hot shot dribbler, out to Valdez, gets out towards left field. It's a one-out single for Garcia, and the Red Sox have a runner aboard in the bottom of the second. So, if you do even a little bit more math into that, in the last 9 home games that the Salem Red Sox have had, they've only won one. So, definitely some work to be done here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. They're a great road team. They've been able to go on the road multiple times this season and win some series as Meredith will watch the first pitch go outside for ball number one. We've seen it when they went out to Fayetteville in the second week of the season. Last week in Delmarva, best series in a 6-game stretch we have seen from the Salem Red Sox this whole year as the 1-0 pitch finds a zone for strike number one. They went 5-1 at Delmarva and they were one out away from sweeping the Shorebirds up in Salisbury. 1-1 pitch to number one in Keir Meredith. Hellman steps into it, and Meredith fouls it off into the backstop behind the plate, and the count reads 1-2. So a runner on first base with Jose Garcia single. It's the third hit of the game for the Salem Red Sox. They lead 3-0 over the Hillcats. 1-2 pitch on the way to Meredith, and he will send this opposite field. I mean, hot shot right to the Salem Red Sox dugout down the third base side. Luckily, no one hurt on that play, but a little bit of a friendly fire from Meredith's swing. Everyone looks to be laughing it off in the third base dugout. So we do the 1-2 pitch. It's away. Meredith will put it in play. Odd hop. Aleman comes off the mound, and he can't get the first in time as Meredith's speed is able to touch first base before Aleman's left foot is able to, and Garcia safe at second. So everyone safe on an infield single. It was an odd hop to the right side of the infield, and Aleman came off the rubber to get the ground ball. So did Dayon Frias and Victor Planchard. By the time it hit Aleman's glove, no one was at first. So it was just a race to the finish line, which was first base in this situation. And Meredith won the battle. So one out, two runners aboard for the Red Sox. And Ennison Paulino, in the first pitch, he sees a deep drive out towards right field. And it will hit the warning track. One run will be sent in. Jose Garcia at the plate, and the throw is in time. What a relay from Durango, Frias, and Paz to get Jose Garcia out at home. Keir Meredith held at third, and Ennison Paulino into second. It was one of those plays that Luke Mons was trapped as a third base coach, because Meredith is only a few feet behind Jose Garcia on the base path. So if you were going to hold Garcia at third, you're going to have Meredith to go all the way back towards second. And Paulino was rounding first as well. So it would have just been a disaster for some of the runners to switch to their momentum back to the base path. So he sent Garcia. But man, what a throw from Frias in and out. Miller puts into play. He can't make the backhanded stop. One run scores for Salem, and Paulino safe at third. Some quick offense happening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's now 4-0. The Red Sox lead the Hillcats. So got to update the good old scorecard here. But some one-pitch at-bats, and the Salem Red Sox batters are loving what they're seeing off the barrel. Paulino with a double out towards right field. And then Tyler Miller able to get on first safely after an error committed by the Hillcats. Salem 4, Lynchburg 0, bottom half of the second, and Jordan Holtz on the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Runners on the corners with Paulino at third base and Tyler Miller at first. The second on-base appearance for the day for Tyler Miller. 0-1 pitch on the way to Jordan is low for ball number one. One ball and one strike. And it has now been four straight batters getting on successfully as the 1-1 is put into play down the third base side, and it's called foul ball. As Valdez made a great throw over the plant chart, but it will not count. It will instead be a strike against Blaze Jordan, and it will read one ball and two strikes. So much action to catch up with, especially with Edison Paulino's at-bat lasting one pitch. It was his 11th double of the year, and then they do reward a single for Tyler Miller here in the second. So it is the fifth hit of the day. Jordan, slow roller down the third base side. It will stay fair. It will bring home a run with Edison Paulino and Tyler Miller to second. It's a single for Blaze Jordan. It's his first hit of the day, and it's now Salem 5, Lynchburg 0 here in the bottom half of the second. Make that five straight base hits from the Salem Red Sox. Started with Jose Garcia single, followed by a single by Keir Meredith, a double by Paulino, and now back-to-back singles by Tyler Miller and Blaze Jordan. Nathan Hickey at the plate with two runners aboard. First pitch is inside for ball number one. And this is the Salem Red Sox offense that I think a lot of fans here tonight have been hoping to see. Three runs in the bottom half of the first, two in the bottom half of the second, and the 1-0 pitch is in there for strike number one. A great defensive play by the Hillcats. Were able to get the second out of the inning, but still have not been able to stop the Red Sox offense. Two runs as both runners take off. Hickey, what a play by Planchard. Hickey put the ball in play down the right field line, but Planchard made a jumping grab at first and gloved it for the third out of the inning and saved two runs. It's Salem 5, Lynchburg 0, after a great bottom of the second inning of just putting the ball in play. Good things happen, and that's what it did for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the second. We move to the third. It's all Red Sox so far. They lead the Hillcats 5-0. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the third inning, all Red Sox so far as they lead 5-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. And never thought I was going to have to say this for the series, but the Hillcats offense has to get going. They're down by five runs as Victor Planchard will step in the batter's box and watch the first pitch go high and inside for ball number one. We'll go 8-9-1 here in the top of the third with Planchard, Durango, and Valdez. The 1-0 pitch goes low and inside for ball number two, and the count works to two balls and zero strikes. Back-to-back Gonzalez fastballs have missed low and inside. 2-0 pitch And that one misses low and inside again. Another 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And Gonzalez testing this fastball of his, but 94, 94, 95, just can't locate it perfectly. 3-0 pitch, and he doesn't do so there as he misses up and inside for ball number four. A four-pitch walk to Victor Blanchard to start the top of the third. Well, Gonzalez was thinking, now the four fastballs I throw, I'm going to hit one of them in the zone, but unable to do so in this at-bat. And Blanchard has a free pass towards first. So that's how the top of the third starts off. And Luis Durango is in the batter's box. And the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. And Blaze Jordan is smartly standing on the infield edge of the grass because Durango this series has showed bunt multiple times and might just try to put something to play to move Victor Blanchard to scoring position. He pops up the 0-1 pitch on the third baseline, and it goes out of play towards the concourse area. And now the number nine hitter in the order for the Hillcats is down 0-2 in the count. Gonzalez takes a long look into the zone. He now squares up and fires, and Durango puts into play. It's a blooper out to center, and Sykes can't get to it as it falls in front of the center fielder. Lasers a throw to Simas at second, but Blanchard's safe at the bag, and Durango safe at first. It is a single for Luis Durango, and the first two batters are aboard for the Hillcats. A solid start from the bottom of their order to get the offense rolling here in the third inning. So we will now move to Yordaes Valdez with nobody out, with two runners aboard. Here in the third, first pitch he sees, pops it up just over our head to the right for strike number one. Well, Valdez went down swinging in the first inning. He was a part of four strikeouts to welcome in Gonzalez's right hand. As the 0-1 pitches away, and that misses low and outside for ball number one. Even count of one ball and one strike. Salem leads Lynchburg 5-0. It's game number 5 of 6 between these two rivals in the Red Sox and the Hillcats. 1-1 pitch, Gonzalez steps and deals, and it misses outside for ball number 2. Cloudy night at the ballpark, not too much wind, just going out towards left field. More like a light summer breeze. 2-1 pitch, and it's fouled into the screen for strike number two. So even count of two balls and two strikes. And we've seen Gonzalez have some great starts to their half innings defensively, but so far in this third, he's been unable to get that first out. Has a chance to do so here. 2-2 pitch, Gonzalez kicks, and Valdez swings and misses for strike number three. It's the second time today that Valdez has gone down swinging, and it's the first out of the third inning. A big one for Salem, and we'll now see Dayon Frias come to the plate. Well, Valdez was a big name for this Hillcats offense in the first two games of the series. Came in last night as Durango puts us in a play, and it gets through Simas to right field. Turning at third is Victor Blanchard, and he will score. It's the first run for the Hillcats today. It makes it 5-1 after the fielding error by Carson Simas. Tough break for the Salem second baseman. When that ball was rolling, everyone in the ballpark knew it could be an opportunity for a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. But instead, it keeps the inning going, and the Hillcats score their first run of the evening. So Gonzalez will fire a pitch on the way to Jake Fox, and it will get in the zone for strike number one. That actually was Dayon Frias who hit that ball towards Carson Simas. I did say Durango, but Luis Durango is still in the game. He's at second base as Fox will pop up the 0-1 pitch out towards right center field. Sykes will make the catch. Neither runner will tag for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and two away in the top of the third. Big out for the Red Sox. Jake Fox, a reliable batter for the Hillcats, especially number three in the order. Could have caused some chaos here in this top half of the third inning, but the second out is away. But the crisis is not averted just yet. Milan Tolentino will come into the batter's box. He's got Luis Durango at second base, Deion Frias at first base. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton is saying to restart that pitch clock, and the first pitch of the at-bat is away, high and outside for ball number one. Well, Tolentino led off the top of the second inning, and he went down swinging on strike number three against Gonzalez, but trying to keep the inning going. 1-0 pitch, and that is upstairs and into the zone for strike number one. 94-mile-per-hour fastball by Gonzalez has had better location after walking Victor Planchard on four pitches to start off the inning. 1-1 count. Gonzalez steps, and Tolentino drives this out towards right field, and Kiermaier at the watch, it hit off the wall. One run scores, another is sent, and it'll be a two-out, two-RBI double as Luis Durango and Deion Frias score off a double by Milan Tolentino, and the Lynchburg Hillcats have erased that five-run deficit, and they have made it to two with three runs in the top of the third. Big hitting by Tolentino. Thought for a moment that had an opportunity of exiting the ballpark, but Meredith played it smart off the wall. I believe it hit the Roanoke College baseball sign out in right field, and Meredith was able to get the throw in, but with two outs and running on contact, you have some of the fastest Hillcat players out on the base paths. You had Durango at second. You had Frias at first. Those runs are going to come across in any opportunity with a two-out hit towards right. Nick Green came out to talk with Wilkerman Gonzalez and Jose Garcia for a bit, but he has returned to the dugout, and we're able to resume play with Jorge Burgos stepping up to the batter's box. Believe it or not, he's the tying run from Lynchburg. A great top of the third from the Hillcats bats. First pitch is upstairs for ball number one. Burgos was actually the first base runner of the game for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Back in the top of the second, he had a one-out single that got him on the first. 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two, but Burgos could not go anywhere past first base after the next two batters were retired. One of those include Isaiah Green, who is on deck. Two balls, zero strikes. Welcoming Gonzalez will step in, and Burgos puts us into play. It's scooped up by Simas, takes him a while, never has the ball in hand, and both runners are safe. Tolentino at third, Burgos at first. And it's been a defensive inning to forget for Carson Simas. Second time a ground ball has gone his way, and he hasn't been able to record an out. He was working well over to his left side to try to scoop up the baseball, but he just never had great control of it in the glove or in the hand. And that is going to count as a second error against Carson Simas in the top of the third. Isaiah Green to the dish. And the first pitch he sees, he will pop it up just to our left here at the ballpark. Bring the count to zero balls and one strike. So little mistakes can turn into big things for your opposition, and that's what it's done so far for Lynchburg in this half inning as the 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Gonzalez just caught the upper half. So Gonzalez has a great lead in the at-bat, though. No balls, two strikes with two away. He looks to get out of this inning with a 5-3 lead. Gonzalez steps and delivers, and just upstairs for ball number one. The Salem Red Sox started today. Went through two innings of work against seven batters, but Isaiah Green is the eighth batter in this third inning. 1-2 pitch run Gonzalez, and the breaking ball is in the zone for strike number three. Green went down swinging in the second. He goes down looking here in the third. But the Hillcats get three runs to their name, their first three of the evening, and they cut into their deficit. But it's now 5-3 Salem over Lynchburg. Franco Allman coming back to the mound. He's had a rough start for the Hillcats. He's given up five runs and two innings of work, and he's going to try to turn it all around here in the bottom of the third as the Red Sox look to stay hot offensively in the bottom half of the third. Coming up next on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Nico Gavadez, Carson Simas, and Phillip Sykes all due up for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom half of the third. If you guys are just tuning in, man, you have missed a great offensive start from both of these teams as Gavadez fouls off the first pitch down the first base line to bring the count to 0-1. 5-3 is our score. The Red Sox scored 3 runs in the bottom of the first, 2 runs in the bottom of the second, and then Lynchburg scoring 3 runs in the top of the third. Gavadez fouls off another pitch down the first base line, so the count goes 0-2, although the Salem Red Sox first baseman got a much better end of it on the second swing. Number 5 batter in the order hit a 3-run home run in the first, but he will go down swinging on 3 pitches to start off the bottom of the third. It's Franco Allman's first strikeout of the night, and it comes in the third against a guy that sent a ball out of the ballpark his last time up. So one quick out for Franco Allman, who has given up 5 earned runs, which has boosted up his ERA to an 8.37 for the time being. Carson Simas will watch the first pitch go in the zone for strike number one. But in the 44 pitches he has thrown, now 45. 32 of them in strikes. That one misses up and away for ball number one. And the count's 1-1. 6 hits so far from the Red Sox. 3 by the Hillcats. 1-1 pitch is low and inside for ball number two. But it's right now Red Sox 5-3 here in the bottom half of the third inning. So it was a Red Sox lead for the time being. But it has gotten a little bit closer. 2-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. And the rain's starting to come down a bit here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-2 pitch on the way to Simas. Allman steps and delivers low and outside for ball number three. And that's why sometimes you never really trust the weather apps, as it has changed a little bit. 3-2 pitch, and Simas will watch it hit in the zone for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs to start off the bottom of the third from Franco Allman. First one got Gavadez swinging, and then the second one, Simas went down looking. So looking at the weather right now, it looks like an 80% chance at 8 p.m. as the first pitch goes low of the zone for ball number one. We have a little bit of showers coming in the area right now. Some umbrellas being open as the 1-0 pitch by Sykes is skied out towards left center field. Back to the track it goes, and it is gone. A solo home run for Phillip Sykes. It's now Salem 6, Lynchburg 3. The second home run of the evening for the Red Sox. Some fans exiting towards the concourse had their back turned, unfortunately, to that bomb out towards left center over the Joyce and Barry Law sign here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And right when you thought the Hillcats were going to get out that half inning, Salem strikes through as the first pitch to Jose Garcia goes upstairs for ball number one. Rain's starting to come down a little bit harder here with two outs in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 pitch breaks into the zone for ball number two. It just missed on the outside. So some fans all with the umbrellas now and all heading towards some cover as Garcia will pop up the 2-0 pitch. This will go out towards center field. Jake Fox calls off Frias, and the sliding catch is made. What a web gem to get out the bottom of the third inning as the Salem Red Sox extend their lead 6-3 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll see if we continue play. I don't think we are for the time being, as the tarp is going to be brought out. It's 6-3. The Salem Red Sox lead the Lynchburg Hillcats here on MILB.TV. Phillip Sykes just hit a solo home run to give themselves a 3-run advantage, and the umpires step in and say, we're going to delay this game for just a bit. The rain is coming down a little bit too hard for the game to continue. So we are into a weather delay here in the top of the fourth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Lynchburg Hillcats by the score of 6-3. We'll step aside for the time being. The cloud coverage looks a little bit not good right now as the rain is coming down pretty hard. We'll see if we can continue baseball tonight. Stick with us here on MILB.TV, and of course, follow the Salem Red Sox social media accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see the latest updates around our game tonight. So we are into a weather delay here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 6, Hillcats 3 here on MILB.TV. about 10 to 15 minutes of solid downpour here at the ballpark, but it looks as if the efforts are still there to try to play tonight's game. We have no update on when we're able to resume here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but the score does stand Salem 6, Lynchburg 3. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The grounds crew is now at work. A lot of fans have stuck around to watch the conclusion of this battle. We'll figure out in probably the next few minutes or so when we are going to be able to resume from the ballpark. So make sure to stay tuned here on MILB.TV, but also make sure to check out the Salem Red Sox social media sites of Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. When we get an update, we'll update you right here on MILB.TV. Thank you for sitting in tight. Hopefully, we're going to be able to finish off this ball game between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox, with the Red Sox up top, 6-3 on the Hillcats. Red Sox lead the Hillcats 6-3 here on MILB.TV. After three innings of play, the Salem Red Sox bats have been red hot. Three runs in the bottom of the first, two runs in the bottom of the second, and one run in the bottom of the third have them up big time. But the Lynchburg Hillcats, they got hot in their last half inning of offense. They scored three runs in the top of the third, and we will not have Wilkerman Gonzalez coming back into the game. Instead, we'll have Osvaldo De La Rosa, who will step in the pitch for the Red Sox. And with that, Gonzalez's night has come to a close. Three innings pitched, three hits allowed, three runs around, but zero of them were earned. He walked one Hillcat batter, and he struck out six. So we're in the top of the fourth, and Salem leads Lynchburg 6-3 at Carilion Clinic Field, and Richard Paz will step up to the plate. We'll have Victor Blanchard and Luis Durango, the bottom three of the order, all bat for the Hillcats here in the top of the fourth. And folks, it was a downpour for about a good 10 to 15 minute window when we got off the air. And for the grounds crew to get us to where we're at today is simply phenomenal. Two delays today, but we're back in the top of the fourth. And the first pitch by De La Rosa goes upstairs for ball number one. So we stopped play around 7:15 p.m. So nearly an hour and 50 minutes of us in a delay. But we are back, and we are glad to do so. 1-0, Paz will hit this to the right side. Backhand stop by Sima. Step back and shallow right. The throw to Cavadas is in time for the first out of the inning. Sima's had a rough top of the third where he committed two errors on the ground. But he starts off the top of the fourth in style with a nice backhanded stop and a good throw over to first. Osvaldo De La Rosa actually has a solid record this season from Salem out of the bullpen. Three wins and one loss with an ERA of a 6.61. He's made 10 appearances prior to today, 9 out of the bullpen, 1 with a start. So today is number 11 for De La Rosa. 16 and thirds innings pitched. He has struck out 14, and he has a whip of a 1.65. His first pitch on the Victor Blanchard is low and away for ball number one. Blanchard back in the third was the leadoff batter for the Hillcats. He walked and eventually came around to score. So still looking for that first official at-bat today as the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. The temperature has cooled off a bit even more. We're at 72 degrees Fahrenheit, cloudy skies in the area, and it is completely dark now at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Just the lights have been supplying us. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss by Blanchard for strike number one. So 6-3 is our score. Salem leads Lynchburg. There are fireworks after the game tonight as well, so a few amount of fans have stuck around and hopes to see Salem win their first game of the series and catch a little bit of fireworks display. The 2-1 pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Garcia for strike number two. Two balls, two strikes. The Lynchburg Hillcats have three hits today. The Salem Red Sox with seven. The roles have reversed here in game 5 of 6 in this series. The 2-2 pitch, De La Rosa fires and Blanchard holds, and he smartly does so as it goes low and inside for ball number three. 3-2 count, one put away already. In this top of the fourth inning, Paz with a difficult ground out to Carson Simas, but the Salem second baseman made it look easy. 3-2 pitch, and that's high and upstairs. And for the second time today, Victor Blanchard will walk down to first. The Lynchburg first baseman has now made two appearances on the base path. And with one out, the Hillcats have a runner aboard. When the rain was coming down in the bottom of the third inning, Phillip Sykes hit a solo home run out towards left center field. This was the second home run we have seen today. First pitch on the way to Luis Durango is in the zone for strike number one. The number nine man in the Lynchburg Hillcat order has a single that came back in the third inning, where he slapped it right out to left field. The 0-1 pitch from De La Rosa, the kick and the fire, and it's fouled into the screen behind the plate for strike number two. Durango is a 170 hitter on the season with 8 RBIs. One of the fastest runners we have seen this season in the Carolina League out on the base paths. Counts 0-2 with one away. De La Rosa steps into it, and Durango puts it in play, but it's a chopper down the first base line, and it will go foul. So we'll stay at an 0-2 count. Blanchard had a little bit of a hustle down towards second, but he has to come back to the ground. Outfield playing pretty shallow right now for Luis Durango. Tyler Miller on left field, Phillip Sykes in center, Keir Meredith in right. None of them playing too far back to the warning track. The 0-2 pitch, and Durango will swing and miss for strike number three. And for the first time today, De La Rosa has a strikeout. It's good enough for the second out of the inning. Two away in the top of the fourth. So we move back to the top of the order. Yordes Valdez, an 0-2 day with two swinging strikeouts. We'll try to keep this top of the fourth inning alive. Salem 6, Lynchburg 3. De La Rosa steps into it, and a big swing from Valdez, and he misses it for strike number one. Lynchburg, third baseman, is making a return to the lineup. He came in to pinch hit yesterday, and he grounded out back in the eighth. Finished off the game as the catcher for the Hillcats. 0-1 pitch, and Valdez will pop it up down the third baseline, and it will head into the seats, bringing the count to 0-2. Victor Blanchard, the only successful Lynchburg Hillcat to get out of the batter's box this inning, as he walked with one out. Now there's two outs, and the batter is down 0-2. Pitches away, and it's swung on and missed for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs to close off the inning. We stay at a 6-3 Salem Red Sox lead as De La Rosa has a great first inning of work. We'll have a new pitcher coming in for the Lynchburg Hillcats as well. And therefore, the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Red Sox enjoying a 3-run lead at Salem Memorial Ballpark on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Hillcats 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. A new Lynchburg Hillcat pitcher is in. It is number 15, Reed Johnson, the right-hand pitcher that stands at 6'3", and he'll start off his night against Keir Meredith with a strike on the outside edge. Johnson on the season is a 1-0 pitcher With an ERA of a 3.00, it's his seventh appearance out of the bullpen this year. 21 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts, and a solid whip of a 1.05. His 0-1 delivery goes high and upstairs for ball number one against Meredith. A 1-1 night so far for the Salem Red Sox right fielder, who singled back in the second inning. A 1-1 pitch to Meredith, and it goes upstairs for ball number two. The second appearance we have seen Reed Johnson against the Salem Red Sox in 2022. Previous one came back on May 1st. The 2-1 pitch, and that's low for ball number three. And in that alley of the bullpen, he had a solid performance of four innings pitched, allowing four hits, no earned runs, walked two batters, and then struck out five. A 3-1 pitch on the way to Meredith, and it's in the zone for strike number two. Meredith dropped the bat and started to loosen up his shin guard as he thought the pitch was upstairs, but it's instead a full count for Mr. Meredith. Three balls and two strikes. Johnson fires. Meredith puts this in play. A slapper to the left side. Scooped by Tolentino, falling on his back and trying to make a throw to first, but it's not in time for the speed of Keir Meredith, and he has his second single of the night. This one an infield one, but it leads off this fourth inning, and the Red Sox have a runner aboard with nobody out. Well, that's the good news for Meredith. He can put the ball in play. He probably can't safe it any base, especially deep in the shortstop position. Tolentino making a great effort to make the throw down to first, but it took one hop to get the Blanchard's glove. By the time it hit the leather, Meredith was already past the bag. Now the runner takes off, pitch up and away, throw down to second, not in time for Meredith as he slides head first in safely, and he moves in the scoring position, and the count now reads 1-0 for Edison Paulino. So it didn't take long for Keir Meredith to make his way down the base paths in the positive direction. And the Red Sox, who have scored a run in each inning so far tonight, look to try to continue to do so. The 1-0 pitch to Paulino is low and away for ball number two. The Salem Red Sox shortstop is one of two of the night. Started with a ground out to Dayon Frias, but he doubled his last time up back in the second off the right field wall. 2-0 pitch, he sends his opposite field, but coming in to make the grab is Jorge Burgos. That ball was dropping fast in front of number 34 for the Hillcats, but he tracked it down, put the glove out, and made a stellar grab, and it probably saved a run. So that's the first out of the inning for the Lynchburg Hillcats. On a line out to left field, and we'll now see Tyler Miller, who has had a great start to the night, 2-of-2 with a pair of singles, comes to the plate with one out. First pitch on the way from Johnson, it's low and inside, and a good enough block by Richard Paz to keep it in front of his body. So we'll hold the run Meredith at second, but the count works to 1-0. 6-3 is our score, Salem leading Lynchburg in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two rain delays today have not stopped us from playing baseball on the Saturday night. 1-0 pitch from Johnson, and Miller will pop this up out towards left center field, moving quickly to his right. It's Jake Fox who makes the grab for out number two. Well, for most center fielders, that's a hard ball to track down, but for Jake Fox, who ended off the bottom of the third inning with an amazing sliding grab, showed off the wheels once again here in the fourth by tracking down the baseball and making a great grab. So Keir Meredith is still at second base, and Blaze Jordan will come to the batter's box. Johnson steps in and fires to Jordan, who puts the ball in play. A two-hopper to Valdez. He makes the throw from one corner to the next, but it gets past the first baseman to Blanchard. Meredith at third, and now it'll be held by Elliot Melton. And then he points home and says, Meredith, you're allowed to score. And Jordan, you move to second. So the Salem Red Sox extend their lead. It's now 7-3 over the Lynchburg Hillcats after the second error of the night by the Hillcats. A throwing error by Yordes Valdez just went wide left of Victor Blanchard at first. And it rolled all the way into the Hillcats dugout. So each base runner, who was on the corners at the time when the throwing error was committed, is allowed to move 90 feet. So Meredith was able to come home as the first pitch to Nathan Hickey is in the zone for strike number one. Jordan moves in the scoring position. Now at second, and For the time being, the worry was that Keir Meredith, who was at second with nobody out, was unable to score. Here's a ground ball made to the backhand side of Frias, thrown away from his body, but in time to Victor Blanchard. He gets the runner of Nathan Hickey in time for the third out of the inning. Well, the Salem Red Sox did not let the almost two-hour rain delay affect their offense because they has extended their lead. It's now Salem 7, Lynchburg 3. We head to the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark here on MILB.TV. Four innings, all of them have gotten runs. That's what the Salem Red Sox night has been so far as they lead 7-3 over the Lynchburg Killcats. And now De La Rosa comes out for a second inning of work. He'll have Dayon Frias, Jake Fox, and Milan Tolentino. Tough stretch coming up for the Salem right-handed pitcher. And he gets Frias to swing on the first pitch, a 78-mile-per-hour breaker, make the count 0-1. An 0 of 2 days so far for Dayon Frias. Struck out back in the first, but it's actually 0 of 2 still, actually, as the pitch goes low for ball number one. I had it listed here as an E4 for Carson Simas after Dayon Frias hit a grounder his way, but on the website it is 0 of 2 so far, and Frias will rock it. The 1-1 pitch down the right field line. And it will drop in foul territory by the warning track for one ball and two strikes. Well, Frias comes in today's game with a six-game hitting streak for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And although it is the fifth, he still will have some more opportunities throughout the night to get that hit. But he's down 1-2 in the count. Frias looking to make back-to-back trips safely on base. 1-2 pitch to Frias and low and away for ball number two. 7-3 is our score. The Salem Red Sox extended their lead in the bottom of the fourth inning after Yordes Valdez throwing error, which allowed Keir Meredith to score from second. There were two outs in the inning, and the Hillcats could not escape. 2-2 pitch to Frias, and it's swung on and missed for strike number three. Three straight punchouts by Osvaldo De La Rosa. Each time the Hillcats have gone down swinging, but the first man out of the bullpen tonight for Salem is absolutely dealing so far. He'll have Jake Fox now step to the plate, who is 0 of 2 as well tonight for the Hillcats. First pitch he sees, he fouls it down the third baseline and into the seats, bringing the count to 0-1. He grounded out to Nico Cavadas back in the first inning, and then he popped one up to Phillip Sykes in the third. So although Fox has been able to put the ball in play, has not reached base safely yet. 0-1 pitch, Fox with a blooper into the glove of Carson Simas. What a grab by the Salem second baseman. For a moment there, thought the ball was going to bloop right over the second baseman's head out to right field, but Simas was patient and waited for the play to come to him. And he made a jumping effort to get the grab for out number two. Tough break for Jake Fox. That's now three times he put the ball in play. but he has been unable to let the ball hit the ground out towards the outfield area. So he drops the 0-3 of the night, and Milan Tolentino will swing on the first pitch and foul down the third base side, bringing the count to 0-1. A 1-2 night for Tolentino, struck out swinging in the second, but came through with a double in the third. Two away here in the top of the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch from De La Rosa is just outside for ball number one. Even count of one ball and one strike. 7-3, Salem leads Lynchburg here on the Saturday night in the Carolina League. We appreciate everyone that has stuck with us here. The multiple rain delays tonight. 1-1 pitch on the way to Tolentino just outside, and the count reached two balls and one strike. Second rain delay we have had for over an hour this week. Thursday night, we saw the Lynchburg Hillcats and Salem Red Sox have a near one-hour rain delay as the 2-1 pitch just misses low for ball number three. Friday night, though, we played a complete game under 3 hours, a 10-9 score, had some fireworks during the game and afterwards. And we have fireworks during this one as well, and we'll have them following. 3-1 pitch to Tolentino. He'll rocket this out towards opposite field, towards the left wall, and Miller will watch it hit off the wall. Tolentino with a delay turn towards second will slide in just in time for a second double of the night. This one comes with two outs in the top of the fifth, and Lynchburg is not done just yet here in this fifth inning. A few feet away from clearing the wall out in left field for Milan Tolentino, which would have given him his first home run of the season. But alas, it's just a double off the wall, but still four total bases tonight for Milan Tolentino. And Jorge Burgos will come to the plate with an opportunity to drive in another run for Lynchburg. They've scored all three of their runs in the top of the third inning. But on the first, second, and fourth, nothing to show for. First pitch on the way to Burgos is in the zone for strike number one. A 1-2 night for Burgos. He singled back in the second, and he reached safely at first in the third inning with a Carson Simas throwing error. The 0-1 pitch misses low and inside. Try to go with the 81-mile-per-hour breaking ball. So the count's even of one ball, one strike. Two away. De La Rosa takes a look at Tolentino at second. Now steps towards the plate and fire. Burgos puts this in play. High pop up out towards left field. Working his way to his right is Phillip Sykes. And he'll make the grab for the inning's third out. An almost perfect inning to play from Osvaldo De La Rosa. Tolentino got himself a double with two outs. But the base runner was stopped at that bag as the Salem Red Sox escape another great defensive inning. They lead this matchup 7-3 as we reach the halfway mark in the contest over the Lynchburg Hillcats. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the fifth inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats, the home team. And the Red Sox enjoying a 7-3 lead over the Hillcats. Nico Cavades, Carson Simas, and Phillip Sykes all coming up to the plate. Well, so far it's been a good day for the Salem Red Sox, and as they try to win their first game of the series, as Johnson delivers a pitch low for ball one. Talking with the Lynchburg Killcats broadcasters yesterday as they made the trip down 460 to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A fun fact about the Hillcats this season, as the 1-0 pitch founds the zone for strike number one, they have not lost on fireworks night. I mean, they have not in any fireworks night this season, as the 1-1 pitch goes low for ball number two. Fireworks scheduled tonight in the ball game. Will we see a Salem Red Sox win over the Lynchburg Hillcats on a fireworks night? It'll be the first time the Hillcats have done so. So keeping that in mind, the 2-1 pitch, a grounder to Frias, takes three hops towards the second baseman, but he delivers a solid throw over the Planchard in time to get the inning's first out. Gavadez, who had a three-run home run back in the first inning, has now been retired back-to-back times. He went down swinging in the third with a strikeout, and then he just grounded out to Dayon Frias. So Carson Simas, 0-2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. We'll watch the first pitch catch the outside edge of the zone for strike number one. Simas, who's been a common name in the lineup this week for the Red Sox, as the 0-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Marcelo Meyer still dealing with a little bit of that wrist injury. We've seen him two nights this week, but the three other has not been in the lineup. Sima swings through on the 1-1 pitch, and he misses for strike number two. But we've seen him at right field a few times, back-to-back nights at second base. 1-2 pitch to Simas, and he'll lift this one out towards center, but working right to his left is Jake Fox to make the grab for out number two. So Simas drops to 0-3 on the night, and now here's Phillip Sykes, who had a home run in his last at-bat. That came in the third inning when the rain was just starting to come down in Salem. But before that, he grounded out to Milan Tolentino at shortstop. First pitch, Sykes, right hot shot right at Yordes Valdez as he makes the grab for the inning's third out. All three ways that you got to see the Salem Red Sox get retired this inning. A ground out, a fly out, and a line out. It's a 1-2-3 inning from Reed Johnson, the Lynchburg Killcats. And the score remains Salem 7, Lynchburg 3. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the top of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox enjoy a 7-3 lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats. First half inning that the Red Sox have not scored tonight was that bottom of the fifth inning, as De La Rosa will start off with a pitch low and away for ball number one to Isaiah Green. It's 6-7-8 due up for the Hillcats here in the top of the sixth. Green, Poss, and Planchard. 1-0 pitch to Green, and he will foul tip this into the screen behind the plate for strike number one. Isaiah Green has struck out two times tonight. Back in the second, he went down swinging, while in the third, he went down looking. He's tonight's designated hitter for the Hillcats, and he's looking to start off this sixth inning strong. 1-1 pitch to Green, and it goes low and inside for ball number two. Let's take a look around the Carolina League. All the other games have gone final, so we are just the silhouette that remains. That's what happens when you have about 2 hours of accumulated rain delays. As a 2-1 pitch is on the way to Green, that one's just low for ball number three. Myrtle Beach took down Columbia today by the score of 5-1. With that win, the Pelicans improved to 27-11 as Columbia drops to 11-26. Hitter's pitch for Green, and he will pop this one up, heading right towards our way, and goes underneath of us for strike number two. It's one of those moments that it was coming at me, and I didn't realize if I should make a move for it or not. And if it came into the booth, I would have screamed so loud that it would have broken all your speakers at home. So it would have been a very unfortunate situation for everybody. But the count goes to 3-2. De La Rosa looks in, steps in, and fires, and Green pops this up just to our left. I mean, today we are getting so many in the area. 10 to 15 feet to the left or to the right. I mean, we have enough collection to get everyone on the team, get a ball sign from them, I feel like. But Green continues to fight off well. 3-2. De La Rosa steps in, and Green slaps this into play right to Nico Cavadas, and he will tag first base by himself to get the 3 unassisted to start off the inning. And I'm not kidding when I say I would scream. If a pitch was coming this way and it was popped up, because there's a huge screen in front of me here in the broadcast booth. I sit just to the left of home plate. And if it came over the net, came into this room, I would probably throw the headset because I'm not actually expecting it. I don't bring my gloves to the games either. As the first pitch comes up, coming right towards our way, and that literally hit right below us. I mean, if Kevin was here, he would have had the net. That one would have been playable. Tough break there. I mean, 5 feet up, it's coming in the press box, folks. It's going to happen today. I just feel like it is. 0-1 count to Paz. Put this one to play. A 3-hop grounder over to Simas. He scoops it up, throws it to Cavadas in time for the second out of the inning. Keep on looking down at some Carolina League scores. Fayetteville takes down Kannapolis 9-5 today. What a performance in the last 3 innings. They scored 8 runs from the 7th inning onward to get the job done. Meanwhile, Fredericksburg holds off Delmarva 5-4 to get their first win of the series. As the first pitch on the way to Victor Planchart is in the zone for strike number one. Planchart has 2 walks today. They came in the 3rd and 4th inning. And here in the 6th, he looks to try to make it 3 in a row. 0-1 pitch from De La Rosa. Planchart will put this into play, and it falls for a base hit. A 2-out single for Victor Planchart has his first hit of the night, and the inning continues for the Hillcats. But it's worthy to note out that with Fayetteville's win, they improved to 17-21, and Kannapolis with the same record after that loss of 17-21. But Fredericksburg, they win today 5-4. It's their first win over the Shorebirds this series. And the Shorebirds had the bases loaded with 1 out in the bottom of the 9th. It was a 5-3 ball game, so they got 1 run in, but couldn't get the other one. Durango steps up to the plate and fouls off the first pitch to our left. Make the count 0-1. Continuing to look at some more scores. A pitcher's duel down in Carolina, as the Mudcats just squeeze past the Down East Ducks by the final score of 2-1. Evenly contested matchup with 7 hits going the Mudcats' way, 6 going the Ducks' way. 0-1 pitch from De La Rosa, and it goes low and inside for ball number one. Keep on forgetting to tell you guys the records, but with the Fredericksburg Nationals win, they go to 20-17. For Delmarva, they drop to 14-24. And with Carolina's win over Down East, they go up to 21-17. Down East drops to 15-23. 1-1 pitch is put into play. Backhand made by Blaze Jordan. 1-hop throw to Cavadas. Not in time. Durango's speed just quick enough to beat out the throw from Blaze Jordan to first, and Blanchard moves to second. Duranko now stands at first, and we have the top of the order coming up. Back-to-back singles from the number 8 and number 9 men in the order. They've done a great job tonight. In their 6 plate appearances, the 5 total times they've gotten aboard, the only time it was Elise Durango's strikeout in the 4th inning. But Yordes Valdez has not had a great night for the Hillcats. 3 swinging strikeouts, 1st, 3rd, and the 4th. But first pitch he sees, he puts it down the right field line for a base hit. It will roll all the way to the wall. 1 run scores in Blanchard. Durango gets the wave as well, and he will step home for a 2-out, 2-RBI double. And Yordes Valdez, just when we started to count him out, he comes through here in the top of the 6th. It's now Salem 7, Lynchburg 5. So a little bit of 2-out magic from the Hillcats here in the 6th. 3 straight base hits given up by Osvaldo De La Rosa. And appears that the right-handed pitcher's night will come to an end as Luke Mons will walk out of the dugout. Before we go to break, one more score to get you caught up in the Carolina League. The Charleston Riverdogs take down the Augusta Green Jackets by the final of 5-1. Charleston improves to 26-12. Augusta drops to 20-18. Johnny Felix coming out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. He'll get the ball in hand with 2 outs in the top of the 6th. It's Salem 7, Lynchburg 5 here on MILB.TV. It's the top of the 6th inning, and the tying run is at the plate for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Dayon Frias, who is 0-3 today, is looking to try to drive in some more runs for the Hillcats as Johnny Felix's first pitch goes upstairs for ball number 1. Second time this series we're seeing Johnny Felix. And I'll just say this, his first appearance this series was one to forget for the right-handed pitcher. Has a chance to redeem himself tonight and delivers a 1-0 strike right down the middle at 94 miles per hour to bring the count to even of 1-1. A 0-0 record on the season for the Salem Red Sox, a 9.00 ERA. It's his 11th appearance as this is a grounder right towards Paulino. He scoops it up, makes the throw to Cavadas in time for the third out of the inning, but not before Yordes Valdez makes this a baseball game once again with a 2-out double down the right field line that cut the 4-run deficit in half. It's Salem 7, it's Lynchburg 5. The Red Sox look to try to add on to their lead once again as we move to the bottom of the 6th on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-5 Red Sox lead as Jose Garcia steps in the batter's box and takes the first pitch for ball number one. 8-9-1 due up in this bottom of the sixth. We'll see Garcia, Meredith, and top of the order with Paulino. The 1-0 pitch falls in the zone for strike number one to bring the count to even. Well, Yordan Valdez has just made this ball game interesting once again with a 2-RBI double down the right field line in the top half of the sixth as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number two. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. We just began this bomb the sixth, and Garcia goes down swinging on strike number three. It's the first strikeout of the night for Reed Johnson, and it's how this bottom of the sixth begins with one out on the board. Comparing the hits, another evenly tested battle. 8 hits for the Red Sox, 7 for the Hillcats. The errors are actually not up apiece. 2 errors from both sides as Meredith takes the first pitch down the middle for strike number one. But the score is the big one, folks, and that's where Salem has a little bit of an advantage. Up by 2. Meredith swings through on the 0-1 pitch, and he misses for strike number two. 2-of-2 night for Meredith. Has a pair of singles, one in the second, one in the fourth. The 0-2 pitch is away, and it catches him on the outside edge for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Reed Johnson, and the Lynchburg Hillcats steamrolling through its sixth inning on the defensive side, thanks to Reed Johnson. 2 2/3 innings of a pitch so far for Johnson. He's thrown 30 pitches, 20 of them have been strikes. It's done a solid job so far. And now Paulino steps in the batter's box and takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. A 1-3 night for Paulino. He had a double in the second, a ground out in the first, and a pop-up in the fourth. And he lifts up the 1-0 pitch out towards shallow left field. Coming on is Burgos, and he will make the grab for the third out of the inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings by the Lynchburg Hillcats, and they are in this battle, folks. They are down 7-5 to the Salem Red Sox, but we move into the seventh here on MILB.TV. The heart of the order coming up for the Lynchburg Hillcats here in the top of the seventh inning. And what has been a great battle tonight. 7-5, Salem leads Lynchburg. Feels like these last few nights we've had some great baseball between these two Carolina League North Division teams. Fox's first pitch, a grounder down the first baseline. Excellent scoop by Cavadas. He'll do the work himself and touch first base with his left foot for out number one. Well, we had Fox, who now drops to 0-4 on the night. Very rare to see Jake Fox struggle the way that he has done today for the Hillcats. But Milan Tolentino, an excellent batter for this Hillcats team, has not disappointed. 2 of 3 today, a pair of doubles, one in the third, one in the fifth. And it's been able to really change around this baseball game. As the first pitch on the way to Tolentino is low for ball number one. Okay, more at Johnny Felix. Didn't even get to finish really the stat line because he came out and got a quick out against Dayon Frias as his 1-0 pitch misses the zone for ball number two. So he has that 9.00 ERA that we talked about in the 10 prior appearances he's had. He's gotten one save so far in the season, 11 innings of work, and 16 strikeouts as Tolentino will sky one up the center and Sykes moves to his right to make the grab for out number two. Two up, two down for the Salem Red Sox. And we now move to Jorge Burgos. Yeah, so 11 innings of work, 16 strikeouts. That whip is a little scary, though. It's a 2.36, and that's something that Felix definitely wants to lower down. So far, so well, through three batters, he's retired each and every one of them. First pitch on the way to Burgos goes outside for ball number one. Make the count 1-0. Felix selected by the Miami Marlins in the 21st round in the 2019 MLB draft. The 1-0 pitch goes low, hops in front of home plate of Jose Garcia, and it brings the count to 2-0. 7-5 is our score. Salem leads Lynchburg here in the top of the seventh inning. Great battle so far today, as previously mentioned. 2-0 pitch, and that's in the zone for strike number one. Right down Broadway. Make the count 2-1. Big gap out in right center field for the left-handed batter of Burgos. 2-1 pitch, and he'll hold on a pitch up and away for ball number three. Surely thought the number 34, the Hillcats, was going to commit on that swing, but he held back, and now he has a hitter's pitch. 3-1. Felix steps in and fires, and Burgos takes it for ball number four. It's a 5-pitch walk, and it comes with 2 outs in the top of the seventh. Pretty solid day for Burgos at getting on base. An odd day, to say the least. He's reached on a single, on an error, and on a walk. His only time that he's been retired at the plate was a pop-up to Phillip Sykes back in the fifth inning. So pretty good day for Burgos, although he is only 1 of 3 today. When you take a look at that on-base percentage, though, it's going up a bit. First pitch on the way to Isaiah Green. It's in the zone for strike number one. And the count is 1-0, but the day for Isaiah Green has been 0 of 3. 2 strikeouts, 1 swing in the second, 1 look in the third, and then grounded out to Cavadas back in the sixth. The 0-1 pitch goes high and inside for ball number one. So apologies, I said 1-0 for that last count. It was actually 0-1. So the count is even at 1-1. Got to thank the scoreboard for correcting me. 1-1 pitch, that's in the zone for strike number two. Green, who is batting the designated hitter role today for the Hillcats, trying to keep this seventh inning going. He's got Burgos at first with 2 outs in the seventh. 1-2 pitch, Green will put this into play. It looks like it might squeeze by Simas, and it does, out towards right center. Meredith picks it up and will hold on to it for a moment as Burgos rounds to third, and Green is on base for the first time today with a single. The tying run is on the base paths for the Hillcats, and Richard Poss will come to the plate. Runners on the corners now with Burgos at third, Green at first, and the way that ground ball was heading, just didn't know if Simas was going to fully lay out and stop it from going out to right center field. But Simas couldn't get a glove on it, and the inning stays alive. First pitch, Richard Poss is upstairs for ball number one. Just like Isaiah Green, 0-3 on the day, Richard Poss is 0-3 as well. A fly out, a pair of ground outs to Carson Simas. A 1-0 pitch to Poss, and it's in the zone for strike number one. And for Lynchburg, they have a great opportunity of maybe not coming back in the game, but definitely making it a little bit closer. 1-1 pitch upstairs, but it's in the zone for strike number one. Unless Elliot Melton thought that Poss went through on the swing, He called it a strike in the counts 1 and 2, but he didn't really point at Paz, which means I believe that Felix located that perfectly. Runner at first base goes as the pitch goes inside, and it hits the batter of Paz, who spikes the barrel with the right hand as he walks down to first base. He was hit by that pitch, folks. And they say that Paz didn't go in through on the swing, but you can visually see that Richard Paz was frustrated when he got hit by that pitch by Felix. I thought it was just a slider that got away from Felix. But Paz stood up and absolutely spiked the bat right to the right of home plate. Frustration showing from Richard Paz. And now Nick Green will come up to the mound and talk with Johnny Felix and Jose Garcia. It looks as if Paz is grabbing that left shin on the way down, and that's the back leg of where he stands in the batter's box, because he's a left-handed batter, right leg in front of the left leg, so the slider just went away from him, and it got him low. I think that's the first time this season that I've seen a batter get that upset about a hit by a pitch. Obviously, it looks dirty, but we bring up to Victor Planchard. First pitch he sees, it swung on a miss for strike number one. Actually foul tipped by Planchard and out of the glove of Garcia. So Johnny Felix hits Richard Paz to load up the bases with two outs in the top of the seventh. 0-1 pitch, it swung on a miss for strike number two. So great recovery at bat here from Johnny Felix. And the count's now 0-0. And 2 strikes. Pitches away. Planchard swung on and miss for strike number 3. What a punch out from Johnny Felix. Bases loaded with 2 outs in the top of the 7th. In a 7-5 ball game. And he gets the job done against a player who has reached base safely 3 consecutive times today. We move to the bottom half of the 7th inning. The Salem Red Sox still lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 7-5 here on MILB.TV. It is the bottom of the 7th inning. We all hope you're stretched and ready to go for an exciting finish in the Carolina League as the Red Sox lead the Hillcats 7-5 here on MILB.TV. Hello, folks. My name's Andy Losey. Thank you so much for those who have stuck around with us today. 2 rain delays in this action as Reed Johnson fires a pitch outside for ball number 1. Johnson has been the pitcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats ever since we resumed play. And he's done a great job until Miller lifts this ball out towards right field to the wall, and it is gone. Tyler Miller, a solo home run to start off the bottom of the 7th. It's now Salem 8. It's Lynchburg 5. It's the 4th home run on the season for Tyler Miller. And his night is now 3-4 with 2 singles in the first and the second, but he comes through on the solo blast to get us going after the seventh inning stretch. Blaze Jordan swings and misses on strike number one. And we were just talking about how great Reed Johnson has been ever since he has come into the game. As Jordan swings and misses on strike number two. A 1-of-3 night for Blaze Jordan. A single in the second. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. And then reached base safely in the fourth after a throw-in error by Valdez. As Jordan swings and misses on strike number three. Three swings, three misses. It's the third strikeout of the day for Reed Johnson. Yeah, but Johnson on the day, and ever since he has come into the game in relief of the starter of Franco Allman, he's gone 3 1/3, allowing two hits, two runs, one of them earned as Nathan Hickey fouls off the first pitch he sees. He struck out three and just gave up a home run. It's the third home run of the game as well for the Salem Red Sox. Not really the power-hitting team Salem is. Hickey had one yesterday, and he watches an 0-1 pitch go inside for ball number one. But today, Hickey is still looking for that first hit. 0-2 today. He walked back in the first and then lined one out and grounded one out. A 1-1 pitch drops below the zone for ball number two, and the count's now 2 balls and 1 strike. So Tyler Miller makes an 8-5 ball game, and there's one out in the bottom of the seventh. It's a 2-1 pitch finds the bottom outside corner for strike number two. Salem has led this game the entire way through. The lead has shrunk to as much as 2 and has been as large as 5. 2-2 pitch is upstairs for ball number 3 and a full count coming up for Hickey. He can get on base for the second time today with a walk. But it's coming after this one. 3-2 pitch, it's away and it's outside for ball number 4. And Nathan Hickey has a full count walk. And there's a base runner aboard for the Red Sox with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Speaking about home runs, Nico Cavadas is coming to the plate, and he had a 2-run blast back in the first. I got to correct myself. A 3-run home run back in the first. It was almost 3 hours ago, folks. Memory not all the way there right now. First pitch on the way to Cavadas, he skies one up towards center, moving back. Does he have another one in him, making a jumping play at it, is Fox, and he's unable to make the grab. Hickey turns at third. Cavadas will have a play at third. No, Hickey touches home. It's an RBI triple for Nico Cavadas, and the Salem Red Sox lead 9-5 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. For a moment there, thought Cavadas had enough carry to exit center field, but it took a weird hop off the wall, and Jake Fox was literally at the 401 sign trying to make a jumping effort, unable to do so. The ball started rolling back in from the wall and made its way up towards, you know, more middle center field, and Fox had to hustle it down, and Hickey scoring all the way from first, and Cavadas getting all the way out to third base. Smart base running from the Red Sox, making now a 4-run lead. And the first pitch on the way to Carson Simas is high and outside for ball number one. 1 ball, 0 strikes, 1 away. And Johnson delivers a pitch that goes low for ball number two. Well, Carson Simas wants to get in on the fun. He is 0-3 today. He grounded out in the first, struck out looking in the third, and popped one up in the fifth. 2-0 pitch, and Simas pops this one up down the left field side. Is playable for Yordan Valdez, who makes the catch in foul territory at the warning track for the inning second out. Cavadas has nowhere to go with that situation, so he holds at third, and now there's 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. 9-5 is our score. A 2-run bomb of the seventh inning for the Salem Red Sox, who have now reached 10 hits on the night. Lynchburg with 8, and Phillip Sykes will step up. First pitch, it's in the zone for strike number 1. A 1-of-3 night for the Red Sox. Grounded out in the second, but hit a home run in the third before lining one out to Valdez back in the fifth. 0-1 pitch from Johnson, and it's just above the zone for ball number 1. So the Red Sox in good position right now. They seek their first win of the series over the Lynchburg Hillcats, who have a three-game lead in the season series record. Sykes lines it down the third baseline, but it goes foul, and the count is now 1-2. So a tough inning for Reed Johnson, and has watched one of his pitches not come back in the ballpark, and another extra base hit with a triple from Nico Cavadas, and has scored two runs here in the bottom half of the seventh. 1-2 pitch, Johnson deals. Sykes with a slowed down swing, fouls it off into the screen behind the plate. Almost like one of those check swings that you do, but you start to slow up halfway through, not knowing if you want to commit, but he made the smart play to foul it off, so he wasn't called for strike number three. 1-2. Johnson delivers. Sykes fouls it off again, and the battle is on between Johnson and Sykes. Three straight foul balls off the barrel of Sykes here in the bottom of the seventh. When we come back with Lynchburg in the top of the eighth, there'll be Luis Durango, Yordes Valdez, and Dayon Frias. A tough stretch coming up for Sam defensively. 1-2 pitch to Sykes, and he got him looking with strike number three. A 93-mile-per-hour fastball that goes right over the plates, and that will end the bottom of the seventh. But not before the power comes alive as Tyler Miller hits a solo home run, Nico Cavadas with an RBI triple, and Salem now enjoys a four-run lead. It's the Red Sox 9. It's the Hillcats 5 on MILB.TV.